Israeli forces have uprooted 47 Palestinian olive saplings in East Jerusalem al-Quds in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian sources say the saplings, which were planted in late March, were chopped down and burned in Silwan neighborhood. They say the trees were to honor the 47 Palestinians shot dead by Israeli forces in al-Quds since October. The agriculture industry, olive cultivation in particular, provides livelihood to about 80,000 Palestinian families in the West Bank. Israeli forces and settlers regularly attack Palestinian villages and damage their property. Palestinians say Tel Aviv is seeking to drive them out in an attempt to Judaize the occupied West Bank. Our correspondent in Al-Quds, Mohammed Hamayel, explains to what extent Palestinians rely on agriculture and olive trees. Take a listen.
The olive tree is very symbolic for the Palestinians due to its very old age. Many of these olive trees go back to the Roman era, and that's one of the things the Palestinians hold with pride as something that has remained on the land for such a long time, and they hope to do the same and remain on the land as well for a very long time. And the Palestinian culture is very much agrarian, and it relies on farming and it relies on agriculture. Especially further north and near Qalqilia, Nablus, and Jenin. These are purely agricultural cities, and the villages around them are just purely for farming. And most of the farming and produce that the Palestinians have done is olive trees, oranges, and many other citrus fruits. The Palestinians have always been a people of farmers, a people of the land who basically farm the land for their produce and for their profit. The current situation, which is happening, is Israel has been confiscating lands, attacking Israeli settlers would be attacking Palestinian properties.